Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And yes, we are here 7 days a week, believe it or not. Not always the same person hosting the show, but Monday through Sunday, we are here. And it is Monday here on the show, and you know what that means? Well, means we got a lot to talk about because it is Double or Nothing weekend, and I will be heading to Vegas on Friday for all the festivities. Be there Friday, Saturday, Sunday, coming home Monday, and we got a lot going on. If you're also going to Vegas over Memorial Day weekend, we have got a dinner at Texas Day Brazil. We're all going to be attending. We've got a sweet party on Saturday night. We got our own section at the Double or Nothing show. We've got a brunch, a bunch of other things as well. And if you'd like to attend any of it, including the Brian and Vinny live show, which is taking place on Saturday before Ed and San Antonio's Podair 6, well, tickets for that are available as well at f4wonline.com/Vegas. But we can go over the full lineup for the AEW show. We had Collision and Rampage this weekend. And a lot of people talking about a lot of things as it regards AEW. Maybe we'll talk about some of it today. We got a lot of other news as well, including Raw tonight. The King of the Ring tournament continues. They also have a pay-per-view this weekend from Saudi Arabia. So we'll tell you about that, the lineup thus far. And there has been a WWE does all this press. So we'll tell you about some of the things that have come out of that, including Cody talking about his time in AEW. Marigold ran their debut event. And Filthy Tom is on the beat. We will be talking about it on our show coming up at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern here today. And a lot of other news as well. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. 425-780-7566. F4WOnline@gmail.com. As well as Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez on Twitter. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, Mike Sempervivi. Also, WrestlingObserver.com. Yes, what's going on?
Not a whole lot. How's everything sounding?
Sounding? Seems like it's sounding fine.
Pretty good? That's my dials over there.
I was?
I don't know. What you doing right now?
No, I was doing an email about something completely unrelated to everything else, and all of a sudden I heard the music. There's my Twitch! Boy, did I miss those guys this weekend. I turned it on at the wrong time. Right. Well, let's talk about some stuff.
All right.
Raw's tonight. We have got King of the Ring semifinal matches. Gunther is going to be facing Jey Uso, and Lyra Valkyra will be facing Io Sky, and Sami Zayn will be facing Chad Gable in a non-tournament match. So Gunther and Jey Uso is interesting because both guys, they don't beat a lot. Actually, they beat Jey a lot more than Gunther, but I do feel that good chance Jey Uso is winning. Let me get the whole brackets.
All right.
King of the Ring 2024. Good thing I had these up before the show started. Okay, so here
that email was very important, wasn't it?
Here's where we are, okay? We're down to the semifinals.
Yes.
So on the one side of the bracket, Gunther and Jey Uso, and also Randy Orton and Tama Tonga. One of those four is going to be the new King of the Ring. Mm-hmm. Gunther, Jey Uso, Randy Orton, Tama Tonga. Now, I believe that it's going to come down to Jey Uso versus Tama Tonga. I think Jey Uso's winning.
Me too.
But I don't put it past them to have King Tonga. I think that's a possibility.
Cool. I like that.
But the thing is, I believe in the storyline. I believe in the storyline. Mm. You know, Tama Tonga is currently, he's ranked below Solo. He's ranked below Roman Reigns.
Yes.
Right? Roman Reigns is the tribal chief, but he's gone.
In absentia.
Okay, so Solo's kind of the new tribal chief.
Yes.
Which is a very intricate storyline, by the way. Because he claims he's talking to Roman all the time.
Yeah.
I don't buy it for a second.
Neither do I.
But anyway, so Tama Tonga being the king, ranked third. Like, you could do a story if you were going to do, like, a power struggle. But I don't think they're doing that right now with Tama Tonga. Whereas Jey Uso, you know, he can now say he's the king of the former bloodline. Plus, Jey Uso's due a big win. You know, I talk to people at the shows, and they're like, you know, Jey's like the most over guy on the show, with the exception of Cody. So I think that Jey Uso's going to win over Tama Tonga in the finals. Then we've got the women's side, where we have Io Sky, Lyra, Nia, and Bianca. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, what's the matter?
Well, I hate talking about stuff like this. You know, the problem is with being me?
What's that, Brian?
There's a lot of them. But one of the problems with being me is I am a world-renowned professional wrestling journalist and reporter.
Oh, you're what?
But I'm also a fan.
Yes, you are.
So I like to look at things through the fan lens.
A humble fan.
And a humble fan, yes, and make predictions. But then sometimes when I do that, people presume that, well, I'm telling you what's really happening. And then they write stupid stories on the internet and people yell at me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well.
So here's what I'm going to say about all of this, okay?
You're safe here. There's no Brit.
Here's what I'm going to say about all of this. So let's go back to the women's quarterfinals, okay?
All right.
We had Shayna Baszler and Io Sky, Lyra and Zoe Stark, and then we had Nia Jax and Jade Cargill, and Tiffany Stratton and Bianca Belair.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
I don't know, man. Whole thing's kind of weird.
What do you mean?
The whole thing's just kind of weird to me.
You talking about that Tiffany thing?
Yeah.
Well?
Because there was a thing that happened with Tiffany Stratton where I won't go into all of the details, but essentially, and I could even be wrong on the details, but someone posted a video, I believe on Instagram, and it was footage of, I guess, Tiffany punching Jade. Is that right?
Yes.
The
apron.
And somebody had done a voiceover and said something that was certainly not right.
BB.
Okay. And Tiffany liked it. Right? Is that what happened? She liked it?
Either that or retweeted it.
Something.
She
acknowledged it in a positive way.
Yes.
We can say that.
Yes, I think that's it.
Okay. So then, you know, people were like, what? And then, you know, they start looking, digging into her background and everything and finding things that they find questionable. And so it was, you know, I know that there are people that were saying it was never a thing or whatever, but it was a thing. And I know this because I heard that it was a thing. I didn't even know what happened. And I had people that were telling me, you know, something's going on here. And ultimately, nothing allegedly became of it. But, you know, we had this tournament here where I figured that Jade was going to beat Nia and Tiffany was going to beat Bianca. And so we would get Tiffany versus Jade in the semifinals. Okay. I thought Jade was going to win the entire thing. Okay. But what happened was Tiffany ends up losing to Bianca. Now, maybe, listen, I want to make this clear. Maybe this was the entire plan all the way from day one. Okay. That is certainly possible. But coming off this controversy, Tiffany loses to Bianca. And I was pretty certain that they were not going to do Bianca and Jade in this tournament. So Bianca moves on in the tournament. And then Jade Cargill loses via DQ in the lamest finish ever to Nia Jax. Okay. I don't know, man.
No?
I think that it's possible that Tiffany and Jade were going to move on to the semifinals, and that is where they were going to do whatever they were going to do with Jade if she wasn't going to win. I can't imagine that because of something that happened with Tiffany, Jade is no longer winning a tournament she was going to win.
No.
But maybe Tiffany and Jade, they were going to do the same chair finish or whatever. Tiffany goes on to the finals and then either wins the entire tournament, which a lot of people have been saying maybe Tiffany could win the tournament, or losing to whoever wins the EO Lyra match. So I can't say that this happened. I don't know. But Nia Jax and Bianca Belair in the semifinals, and then Io Sky and Lyra. Like, I just look at these four, and it's like, what are the finals? Like, what are the finals? Io versus Naya? Io versus Bianca? Yeah. Lyra and Bianca? Well, like, it's just weird.
I don't know. Well, Bianca and Io is just a really, really good match. So you know you're going to get that in the Queen of the Ring final. So you have that going for you. Maybe they were going to do Jay defeats Naya in the same type of finish that they ended up doing. And then in the semifinals, because it's Saudi Arabia and you can get away with this kind of finish there, Naya comes out and does something that trips her up, which lets Tiffany, you know, advance. I don't know. I don't know what exactly the plan was, or if anything that happened with Tiffany threw things off or anything like that, but they are also really pushing Lyra hard right now, associating her with Becky. So her going to the final, maybe you can do that in Bianca and you just say, hey, you're having a good match again. It's Saudi Arabia. I don't think that this is at the forefront of their creative right now. I think they're trying to just get this stuff out of the way. They had backlash and let's move forward with these newly drafted rosters and get some things going that way.
So then we've got the NXT show tomorrow. They have officially announced that the three-way has been changed. Wes Lee, Josh Briggs, and Joe Coffey. Because Ivar was supposed to be in that match, but Ivar is legitimately injured, and it appears to be serious. And then we've got Jada Parker, Brinley Reese, six-pack challenge qualifier. Thea and Fallon, same thing. And Natty and Carmen Petrovich versus Shayna and Lola. This was a taped show, so if you want spoilers, they're easy to find. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show.
What's going on?
Well, apparently during the break, there was like this giant debate. Because, you know, last week I was talking about the show is every day, and then someone on Twitter was like, it's not every day. I said, actually, it is every day. It's Monday through Sunday.
Yeah.
And Jim Valley's there Saturday, and Andrew's there on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And now people are arguing that it's really not because there was no show on Friday. And they're debating whether there was a show on Friday. And the answer is, everybody, there was a show Friday. Yeah. But it was not live Friday. No. It was taped and put up on the website.
Yes.
Okay. So is that what we're
That's
good now?
That's apparently a big controversy, I guess.
Yes, I believe so.
It's a lot of really, really...
So there were seven Wrestling Observer Lives in the last week.
Yeah.
All right. Mm. Okay. Let's move on.
Swift Punch.
Dynamite. Swerve Strickland versus Nick Wayne in Bakersfield, California.
Well.
We have got Hook, Shibata, and Brian Keith. Three-way number one contender match for the FTW title. I want to talk about that one in a minute.
All right.
Roderick Strong and Trent Beretta versus Orange Cassidy and Will Ospreay.
Ugh. Please.
Tony Storm and Mariah May versus Soraya and Harley Cameron.
This is another one.
Should I just talk? I'm just going to run over the lineup, then I'm going to talk about this in great depth. Kyle O'Reilly versus Malachi Black. Brian Danielson versus Satnam Singh. Can someone reel this guy in?
No.
Bullet Club Gold will do a promo. Takeshita versus Matt Sydal. A preview of Willow and Mercedes. And my favorite, and this is a direct quote, John Moxley will be in the building. I wish last week they would have announced as part of the Dynamite lineup, producer Rob will be in the restroom.
Carly Bright will be in the locker room to break up fights.
Yes. I know it feels like we're all piling on AEW lately. But
they make it easy.
It's just, I don't want to. I had a good time at Dynamite. I really had a great time.
Yeah.
I had so much fun at that show. I'm excited to go to Double or Nothing weekend, but let's talk about some of this.
All right.
Would it have been so hard for Swerve and Nick Wayne to do their match in Everett? Why is this match in Bakersfield? Can somebody explain this to me?
Well,
the best that I can come up with is their timing was wrong. They had to break up the Mogul Embassy. It left them a week late. And so they shot the angle in Everett, and they're doing the match in Bakersfield.
Well, okay, let me try to play devil's advocate on this a little bit and just say...
I know what you're going to say, but go ahead.
He got revenge in his hometown by bloodying up the champion, by doing the same exact thing to him as was done in the garage at his house. So there's that.
Well, that's fine.
Sets up, and it gave him a chance to kill Jack Cartwheel and look like a guy that is ready to step up and face the world.
Okay, well, I'll be devil's advocate.
Go ahead.
So break the thing over his head the week before and say exactly 1 year later or whatever, in my hometown, I'm going to pin you in the middle of the ring.
Yeah.
And then he beats Jack Cartwheel last week instead of this week.
Or he could have been getting wins, you know, for a couple weeks leading into this, you know.
Okay. So then we've got this one. This is one of the biggest problems with AEW. I mean, literally, virtually every problem I have with this entire show in one match, okay? It's Hook, Shibata, and Brian Keith, okay? So last week on Dynamite, Chris Jericho said, Hook, if you want a shot at my title, you must win a qualifying match. And then Shibata showed up, and, you know, Hook's talking about his match, and Shibata says, what if the opponent is me? Hook goes, what? Shibata goes, I want a shot at Jericho as well. And then Samoa Joe, who's been doing nothing except training, apparently. He hadn't done a thing since losing the title. He just does training videos. He shows up and he makes fun of both guys. Okay? So, I'm at the show, literally at the show as a fan. The show ends. I have no earthly idea what's going on in Collision. I only know that Hook has a qualifier. Maybe it's with Shibata. And maybe it's with Joe. But I don't have any idea. Okay? So then we go to Collision, and Jericho cuts a promo, and he wishes Hook luck in his qualifier. Okay? So Hook then comes out. I'm like, okay, well, let's find out what this qualifier is. So Hook comes down to the ring, and out comes Johnny TV. I'm like, who? What? Okay, whatever. So Hook beats Johnny TV. And they say he is qualified for a three-way qualifier on Wednesday.
He qualified for the qualifier.
You say that, that's exactly what happened. Okay. All right. So then, out comes Shibata. Like, who's he going to face? Joe, maybe? No? Out comes Shibata to face Rocky Romero.
But before he does, they acknowledge each other on the ramp.
Yes. So he faces Rocky Romero. Hey, listen, I love Rocky, but like, what? He beats him. They announce that Shibata is now qualified for the qualifier. Okay. Now I think I've got it figured out, because they didn't tell us. It's one of the many problems. They don't tell you what's going on. It's top secret what the matches are going to be. They don't even tell, like, the production people until, like, an hour before the show. I'm not even making that up. Nobody knows anything. He keeps everything top secret from everybody. Which is another story, but I'll get to that later. So, I'm thinking, okay, next out will come Samoa Joe. But instead, out comes Brian Keith.
They acknowledge each other.
I thought, okay, Brian Keith. Well, he'll get killed by Joe. So I'm waiting for them to hit Joe's music. And instead, as God above is my witness here, out comes Jack Jameson. That's who came out. And he brings with him, I'm hoping there are people in the chat that didn't watch Collision, they think I'm making this up. He brings out with him Beefcake Boulder, who's a big, fat, hairy guy, and he starts talking about his nipples in Titty City.
Can you say that on the radio?
This is also a qualifying match. What does Beefcake Boulder and Brian Keith have to do with anything? Anything. They ring the bell and they have this match. Titty City is a place, everybody. Why are you angry at me? They have this match. Brian Keith wins. Brian Keith is in a qualifying match. He has won a qualifier to be in a qualifier for a three-way. Oh, I'm like, what is happening? So now,
long way to get there.
Now, let's break all of this down. First off, why the hell couldn't you make this clear on Wednesday? What's going on Collision? It was an absolute, complete, and utter mystery. If I had driven from Seattle all the way to Portland, one of the worst cities on the West Coast.
Oh, wait. No,
no it is. To watch this show, and I went in not having any clue what was going on, and this was presented to me, I'd have been real mad. But anyway, so they do this bizarre thing. They don't tell us anything about it. Nobody in the building has any idea what's going on because they don't even announce during the ring intros this is a qualifying match. They just announce these guys. They come out for their match. And I'm like, okay, whatever. It's the usual problem. We don't announce anything. It's all a mystery. You just show up because you want to see a show, but there's nothing. You're not showing up for anything in particular because you don't know what's going to be on the show. But why is Brian Keith in here? because it's the other major issue with AEW, and that is everyone stays at the same level forever. You can't do Hook, Shibata, and Joe because you got to beat one of them. Well, we can't beat Joe. Clearly, we're not going to beat Shibata. We're not going to beat Hook. So we have to have some rando win a rando qualifier between two randos who have nothing to do with anything in this feud to put them in so that the rando can be beaten. So when this is all said and done, Hook is going to be in the exact same spot he was before. Shibata is going to be in the exact same spot he was before. And Brian Keith will be in the exact same spot he was before.
And once again, nobody actually succeeds being sucked into the vortex of Jericho.
No, it's not even the Jericho thing, dude. But let's think about it. Forget it's even Jericho, okay? I know you're on the Jericho thing. Let's pretend that Joe won the FTW title, okay?
Right.
Joe beat Hook for the FTW title. Mm-hmm. You do this program here. It's leading to a three-way, which presumably Hook is going to win. Hook is in a good one of the pay-per-view, and he's going to beat Samoa Joe, or in this case, Chris Jericho, likely. And he's going to win the FTW title, okay? So, at the end of all of this, whether it's Jericho, whether it's Joe or whoever, it ends with Jericho or Joe being in the exact same spot, and Hook being in the exact same spot as the FTW champion, which he's been for years! I'll be right back. Observer Live.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. I don't want to keep going, but...
let's keep going.
Somebody here goes, if everyone stayed at the same level forever, Swerve never wins the AEW title and Roddy never wins the international title. Hold on a second.
Well?
Swerve has the AEW world title around his waist. Where is he? Okay, imagine nobody has a belt. Where is Swerve now compared to where he was before he won the title? He's in the exact same spot. Mm-hmm. He's feuding with Christian, whose claim to a championship match is, I don't even know. He's coming off a loss in his last match for a title. He vanished and he came back and put himself in the title picture with some explanation about how we used to team or something like that. And it's not the main event of the pay-per-view. It's an underneath match. In Everett, he was over, which he was before. He had a great match, which he had before. And the match was, he went 50-50 with Brian Cage for 20 minutes. If you take the belts off everybody, where is Swerve now compared to... he's in the exact same spot. If you take the belts off everybody, where is Roderick Strong now compared to where he was before? He's in the exact same spot. He's got his mustache. He's got his glasses. We almost never see him wrestle. He's doing commentary. And he's got a match coming up with Will Ospreay in the middle of the card.
For a mid-card belt. But that has been a mid-card belt.
When you have 18 belts, when you have 5 singles championships on a single show. I mentioned this the other day. I went to Dynamite with my buddy Bo. Knows zilch about wrestling. I don't think he's watched wrestling since like the Monday Night Wars. But he does jiu-jitsu with me.
A science experiment?
No, he does jiu-jitsu with me. And I was like, I'm going to the show. You want to go? Rob's going to be there. And, you know, he goes, sure. And we have another buddy who trains, Neve. And I invited him. And I was like, hey, we're all going. You want to go? He says, sure. So he went. Okay? Had a great time. Like I said, I had a great time. Okay? But the show's over. We leave. Start heading to the car. And he doesn't ask me one question about any of the characters or any of the storylines. He's not like, hey, you know, what's the deal with, you know, those guys that are in charge or what? Nothing. He doesn't ask anything. We just start talking about other things. He's got other things he wants to talk about. But then he does bring up one question and he just stops me and he goes, I just wanted to make sure. We had 3 title matches on that show. I said, yes, there were 3 championship matches on the show. He goes, that's kind of a lot, isn't it? I said, dude, there's like 18 belts. He went, what? I said, yes. That was the one takeaway that he got. So the point is, when you have all of these belts, and everybody has a belt, but whether they have a belt or not, they're still slotted in the exact same spot, it doesn't matter. If Swerve won the title, and you put him against Will Ospreay at Double or Nothing for the title in the main event, now we're talking. Final match on the show. Now we're talking. If his angle was closing out every single show, it was the main event segment. He opened the show doing a main event segment. He closed the show doing a main event segment. The show's built around the guy. That's something. Just putting the belt around his waist and leaving him in the exact same spot means nothing. Orange Cassidy's in the exact same spot. Trent is in the exact same spot. I could go up and down the roster. Your Anna Jay's. Remember Anna Jay when she was first starting out? Man, few years. It's same broken record. She's in the exact same spot. So, that's a problem.
Even worse than that are people that go for titles and end up in a much worse spot, like possibly Deonna Purrazzo and maybe Serena Deeb, the way this thing is going, because she had a match against Anna Jay, the person you just mentioned, and... it was a good match for Anna Jay. It was a good match, actually, period. But why did it go for so long if you're trying to get Deeb over as this baby face? And why would it be against Anna Jay? And why would you give Anna Jay a babyface comeback coming out of the break? And why does Tony then steal the flag and do a strip tease behind it as Serena goes running up the ramp and they'd hold on the shot for too long and she looks like a schmuck? Like, I don't get it. I don't get what they're doing. I don't get what they're doing with a lot of the show. And Pac actually said something during his promo.
Yes, he did.
That was make me feel something. And AEW doesn't make people feel a whole lot. And at some point, MJF is going to come back and that is going to be great. I don't know right now. I mean, there's things that they can do. But boy, you need some jolts to start happening here. And Will Ospreay can be a jolt, but not necessarily how they're using him. And you kick off a show like that, where Roderick Strong, never put him on commentary again.
I actually like Roderick Strong in commentary.
I like, personally, Roderick Strong.
He's such a jerk.
But the thing is, he's a comedic mid-card douche. And you talk about, like, what did, at the end of the day, the devil storyline do for anybody? It didn't do anything for anybody. Because there was a little bit there with Strong, Taven, and Bennett, and they've just been bumble putzes ever since. So I that whole thing I thought was terrible. The Beretta Cassidy feud, I'm sure there's somebody out there who's deep into it and they love it. I mean, look at the post, and just let me skip to the end, because and then I'll shut up about it. The post-match beatdown that went on for a long time with Lance Archer and Vinny and dude beating down Brian Danielson and FTR. Why were the Young Bucks and Jack Perry not there to conduct that whole thing? Instead, it's just a long beatdown, and then all of a sudden we get Daniel Garcia running out there, and it's like, I don't know. I don't know how they go about doing things or whatever. Maybe these, all of these plans ought to not be so top secret, and they might want to run through some filters and put some new eyes on it, because a lot of what they do does not make sense, and it's not very intriguing right now. Not to me.
Yeah, I've got a couple people here. Well, we should declare AEW. No, we should not declare AEW dead.
See, there's
and in
the,
fact, well, hold
there's
on.
The biggest...
Here's my thing. Listen, if AEW were doomed, like, who cares? It's done, okay? The point is they're not.
No.
The point is they have an incredible roster.
They're going to make a lot of money soon.
They have an incredible roster.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably going to get a greatly improved television deal, or at least better.
They're not going anywhere. Nobody's saying it.
I'd say 50% increase, maybe. You know, it's about what WWE
got. Doesn't matter. Doesn't even matter.
It does matter, actually. Some people are expecting double or more, but it's going to be better. But here's the point.
Bottom line is it ain't going nowhere.
The point is it's frustrating because you have everything that you could possibly need to have a great promotion doing significantly better than it's doing right now. And so it's frustrating when you have all of these pieces. You have an entire puzzle in front of you, a giant, beautiful, colorful puzzle, and you can't put the pieces together in a meaningful way. That's what frustrates me. I wouldn't care if it were sunk. Who cares? The point is it's not. There was a period where WCW was like so far gone, it was like all you can do is laugh at it, make fun of it, but you can't care that much because it's doomed. It is absolutely doomed. AEW is nowhere near absolutely doomed. They're not doomed at all. What it is a whole bunch of wasted potential, which is irritating. And it's not a lot of solutions that are difficult. It's not like if you're poor, let's say you make $10,000 a year and you've got some issue, and it's like, you know what would solve this problem? If I had $30 million. Okay, well, brother, you're toast, okay? But if you make $100,000 a year, and to put your kids through college, you need $110,000 a year. Well, if there was something you could do to make $10,000 easily, and you weren't doing it, it'd be frustrating. Just do it, right?
Get out there. On
this
that
is not
corner,
out
Tony.
Of the realm of possibility.
No.
These are not difficult fixes.
No, You're more upset about it than I am. I mean, it's frustrating, but it's one of those things where I've been reviewing wrestling for long before AEW came along, and there is plenty out there to discuss if they somehow just poof went away, which absolutely is not going to happen. And people that take all of that and go, oh my God, the downfall of AEW, or when you talk about the rating last week, which was terrible by any metric, I don't care if you put the playoffs in there, they had not drawn under 300,000 people since like July of 2021. I mean, it's not, things aren't humming right now. And they're not exciting creatively. And it's not, oh, WWE this, or it's, you know, people's bad feelings. That's what it is. Oh, it's something online. No, they're just not clicking right now. And there have been plenty of times when they do. And guess what? When it comes to Double or Nothing, when the pay-per-view happens, just like almost every single pay-per-view they had, regardless of any of this buildup we're talking about, it's probably going to be a kick-ass show and worth the money, because those always are. But the fact of the matter is, from week to week, this is a tough show to watch. It's a tough show to get into, and it's a tough show when people leave it to then get back into it, and that's a problem.
All right, one last thing before we go on to the next topic.
Yes, sir.
Bakersfield, as of Friday, according to WrestleTix, 1,500 tickets.
Could have did 5,000 in effort if you would have advertised Swerve and Nick Wayne.
I don't know about that, but it would have been better. And we've also got Double or Nothing, which, you know, in years past, you know, this is a great example. Years past, Double or Nothing, sold out. Boom. 6,400 tickets right now. I mean, set up for 7,000. And the MGM Grand Garden Arena, and let me tell you something, MGM holds more than 7,000,
yeah,
like significantly more.
Yes.
You could double that easy, but they're at 6,400. And, you know, I don't care what anyone says about me, what I'm saying, whatever. They do Double or Nothing in Vegas every year. And this year, 6,400. That's not basketball. That's not whatever. That's significantly declined interest from your hardcore traveling fan base. So, hey, I do want to congratulate Cool Hand Ange and Ruby Soho. They did get married this weekend.
Hey!
They had a legitimate marriage. I know on our front page it said they have seemingly tied the knot. They definitely tied the knot. They got married this weekend. And very happy for them. They got their child coming. So I love to see stuff like that. Sleep now. Well, you can.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right. Well, really, nothing else to talk about.
Thank God they
don't have any shows
on Friday in AEW really anymore. They'd never be able to work them again, right?
We could talk about Anderson Silva and Chael Sonnen fighting for a third time in an exhibition boxing match.
Holy, wait, when?
Chael is a glutton for punishment.
Look, I didn't realize until they said it on SmackDown. So Jake Paul and Mike Tyson is only 8 days away?
That's what they said.
I'll be damned.
Yeah, who's winning?
I hope Mike Tyson.
I think there's a decent chance Tyson wins.
Look, he hits him one time. I'm sorry. Have you seen Mike Tyson train, too?
Well, listen, we saw Ric Flair train. Okay? Here's the issue with training footage, okay?
Easy.
Anybody can look good for 30 seconds
or
a minute. If this thing goes 12 rounds, Tyson ain't winning.
It takes a half second.
But he can knock this guy out in the first three rounds. So
that uppercut, please, please.
Two
Mike.
Paul's down in one weekend.
Please.
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing. pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You know, regarding that Tyson training footage, I've been training pretty hard lately.
Oh, yeah?
I have been.
Like
so today's workout was you do 20 full burpees with the jump and the full push-up, 20, and then 20 kettlebell swings with a 20-pound kettlebell. Then you do 30 seconds rest. You do the circuit 5 times, okay? So I did this first round. I did the 20 burpees, full push-up, full jump. Grabbed that kettlebell. I did 20 swings. I put it down. I swear to God, if you would have filmed that first round, you'd have been like, this guy's on TRT or something. Holy smokes. I felt great. And I'm like, you know what? I'm supposed to wait 30 seconds. I bet I could do another one right now. But I waited a little bit. Did the second set. Didn't feel quite so great after that second one. Did that third set. I'm like, I think I can make it through two more. Did that fourth set. I was like, it's been a long time. I probably could just quit right now. I was ready to die after that fifth set. Like, die. So, that's... And it, I forget how long it took to do one. But, you know, one round is going to be 3 minutes for Tyson. He's going to look great in that first round. People are going to be like, oh my God, he's turned back the clock. But let me tell you something. Put a couple rounds in. I'm 40... What am I? 48? 48.
Yes.
So he's 10 years older than I am. Okay? I'm 10 years younger than him. Now, granted, I'm not Mike Tyson. But I bet you anything. That thing goes past about four rounds, you're going to see that guy's 57 years old.
You're turning 49, by the way.
Not yet. I got a month. But the point is, he's got to get this done quick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Exactly.
You got to do that a lot when you get older.
By the way, go up to Twitter and check out the pictures from the Ruby Soho wedding. And make sure you check out Tony Storm and all the pictures. Thank me later. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.